Okay, Zechariah, Perek, the end of Perek Gimel. We're finishing our Perek Gimel, and then we go to the finale of Zechariah.
844.
Okay, so we start with Pasuk with the Malbim, which was 1 second, Pasuk Zion. This is where we're up to, Pasuk Zion, the Malbim. The Pasuk says, Ched of Uri. Cherev Uri, may my sword make it awaken. It's Nabi Odki, Bayamo Ela. Mal writes that he here he's being Snabe. He is giving up a prophecy. Ki Bayamim Hoela tis Oyer Cherev Alo Ishu Oymer Shu Roy Es Hashem. In these days, the sword will be awakened on the Ish Shu Oymer Shu Roy Shal Hashem, return the Weimar. Hold the pshat, this means to say, to return the page, return the page to page number 843. Lidir oin oilam, to destroy the world. The people who say, I'm not sure about that, I'm sure it's the right page. Shuroi Hashem. Lediroin Oilam. I started the album on page 840.
Right, then you jumped 843.
And then we jumped 843 on the Nevi Hayishavar. I'm sorry, you have to go down the page. The middle of the page, on Nevi Hayishme'elim, reading from the Malbim. The Gei Chi Zayon Leham Album. The Be'ur Ho'inyin. Al Nevi. Hayishmeelim, the Hamaminim Bidosoi, Shahoy Oimesh Hashem, Shalahoy Lyois Roye Hoilam. The Malma is a radical interpretation of this pasuk. Whereas everyone else until now said, Cherev Uri al Roi, the Al Gever Amisi, Nu'um Hashem. Whereas everyone until now learned that this pasuk means Hashem is telling. Is awakening his sword to attack all the nations of the world, the shepherds, the leaders of the nations of the world, or as the Radak said, or to attack, or really as Rashi said, the nation of Esav. He is understanding this pasuk to mean that it's a religious war. It's not just, you have to be careful. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos, it's also a religious war, but there's much more emphasis, it's much more specific. Let me read the words again. Hisnabi oid ki bayamim ho'ele tis orer cherev al ho'ish. We're focusing here on a very specific person. Shehu oimer. He says about himself, Shehu roye es Hashem, Ritzon Eloimar, al nevi hayish me'elim. Who is this? This is Mohammed. On the prophet of the Yishmaelim, v'hamaminim b'dosa, those that believe in his religion, shahoye oimer, shahashem shalachoy liyois ro'ei ho'olam, Hashem sent him to be the shepherd of the world. V'al ha'gever, shu oimer shuhu amisoy, v'chaveroy shal Hashem. This person says that he is Hashem's friend, v'hu shove elov, ha'chesoroye, u'sifutzena hatzoyin, Hayishmeelim hamaminim bo. Hashem says that you shall strike the leader of this religion, and then his followers will be dispersed. V'neged gever amisi omar v'hashivosi yodi al hatsoyarim heim hakoyanim sha'acharav. These are the religious leaders that are following in the way of this prophet, of this false prophet. Ha me. Tzarim atzmam lichvodo, who humble themselves, who make themselves small to give honor to this leader, liyos pirushim kanoda, to be pirushim, to be separated, to follow in this religion. So let's understand over here that we're referring over here to Thomas the Mashiach. I don't know what it means. I don't know. I really don't know what it means. But it means that it's going to be.
The Yavin in Raziel Amalach, he's referred to in the Sefer Raziel Amalach. So.
Okay, so we have over here this over here is very important, because I don't think it says this nusach. It does not say this nusach in the Kina. In the Kina, There's a very important words of comfort, of nechama. That's a very important goal, is that when you learn about a tzara, the goal is to find in the description of the tzara words of comfort. In the toichecha, this is a very great skill and art of many Gedolei Yisrael, is to read into the tzara is here. You don't have to remind anyone about tzaras. The tzara, unfortunately, they're all over the place. Try to find in the tzara words of comfort. And here in this horrific tragedy where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is being brutally murdered and executed, we're looking for words of nechama. And here it says, in the Torah, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, v'hinicha b'cheiko, v'hoi b'cheiko, v'tzoyg peh kodosh peh neman, peh kodosh peh neman, peh shemoytzi san dal foinin toivais. It must be a borrowed term. If this malach, this is a malach, and san dal foin, so it must have mean over here, like pearls, precious things, this person had extracted. He brought forth things that are precious, v'alvanim toivais, and stones, Margolios, mi hit mincha be'ofar. He didn't say you lick the dust, didn't say you're buried. It says you're now tamun. Okay, this is maybe one of the sources of burial is called hatmana. Po nitman. Every time you see a pei nun on a kever, it's po here nitman. It is preserved. For later. Yes. Later there'll be Trias HaMesim. Umi Mile L'Shoincha, who has filled up Mile L'Shoincha Afar V'Efer, who filled up your tongue with Afar V'Efer. Now that's also a very, very interesting expression. Mile L'Shoincha Afar, your tongue is functional. No one can take away from you your tongue. Right now, the tongue is just temporarily offline. Okay, I think the best nusach for a matzeva, there are a lot of nuschos and matzevas. My favorite nusach is one word, offline. A matzeva offline. The lashon is just offline, like three dots offline. Three dots. Thank you very much. You don't have to do this.
No, because I spilled the one before.
Don't worry about it. Alecha kasevayim upon you. The pasuk says chedef uri al roi. So here is something that is amazing. We've literally this pasuk over here, that is very critical for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is unfortunately coming around the corner. Student's going to be Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and then Av chedef uri al roi yalgeder amisi. And he did not finish his pasuk until he was executed. So it's amazing what we have just learned over here. Okay, we over here learned that when Rabbi Shmuel, when he was killed, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was killed, the hesped. What was the hesped? The hesped was this pasuk that we learned. Cheref uri al roi v'algever amisi. This, in other words, according to Rabbi Yishmael, this, he's taking this pasuk out of context, as the Mamari Chazal always love to do, and is saying that this pasuk is describing a Talmud Chacham, a great person, and it is expressing revenge. Yikoyim Hashem Damai. Whenever you talk about a person that was killed in the war, so the letters that follow is Yud, is always
Hey Yud Dalet.
Sorry?
Hey Yud
Dalet. Hey Hashem Yinkoyim Damai. Hey Yud Dalet. Thank you. Hashem Yinkoyim. Yinkoyim means he should exact vengeance. Damai, his spilled blood. This pasuk, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is saying exactly that. completely different than everything that we've learned until now. Everyone until now has translated the word roi. Either, let's take a step back. What is the Hashem roi? Uri cheref al roi, according to what we've learned until now. Either it means, who is the roi? Esav, the nation of Esav. According to the Mitzudos, it means the head of state of every single one of the Umos HaOlam that will participate in the Melchemes Gog U'Magog. According to the Malbim, roi means the religious leader of the Yishma'elim. What's the common denominator of Rashi, the Mitzudos, and the Malbim? It doesn't sound too good. We're dealing with wicked people, people who are our mortal enemies. Along comes the Mamari Chazal, along comes someone who came long before the Malbim, and long before Rashi, long before the Radak and the Mitzudos David, and says that in my understanding, Hashem, the Roi, refers to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is my shepherd. Just like Hashem says, I shepherd my people, I have assistants. I have Jewish leaders. There are people in Klal Yisrael who have been risen, who have been raised, elevated to positions of leadership, and they serve as my representative to be my shepherd. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd. Yaakov was a shepherd. David was a shepherd. And many others were shepherds. So Roi here means you, Rabban, Shimon, Ben Gamliel, you are my shepherd. And my sword, the day will come when my sword will exact vengeance from the one who has murdered you, the one who has committed the horrific crime of murdering you. And then the pasuk goes on to repeat it. He goes on to repeat it. That this pasuk says that he's a gever amisi. Hashem says to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, you are a man, that's my friend. You're my companion. I mean, what more do you want than that? That's a very, very powerful. Let me give you an example to bring out this point. I remember very clearly when I was in high school. I remember my Rebbe of Chaim Siegel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said, "What was the hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu died? The last psukim of Parshas V'zoyis Avracha." The hesped, no, Hashem buried him. There was a hesped. The hesped was two words. Eved Hashem. Vayomos Shom Moshe. Eved Hashem. That was the whole hesped. No longer spadim, two words. This man was and is the Eved Hashem. There's nothing more you need to say than that. What was the hesped for Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? So it was a little bit longer. And he wasn't called an Eved. He was called a shepherd. This man was a shepherd. Number two, this man was a gever, a man who was Hashem's friend. Isn't that very interesting? Moshe was called a slave. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel was called Hashem's friend. He was a gever, a powerful man, and he was the friend of Hashem, and he had a job, he had a day job. His day job was he was a shepherd. Doesn't say that he was the Gadol Hador, doesn't say that he was a Baal Moifes, doesn't say that everyone hung up his picture and said, that this image will keep away mice, will keep away mice from our house. None of that nonsense. None of that nonsense. It said he was a gever. He was a person. He was a man. He was a gever. A gever. Amisi. One of my people. Hashem said he was one of my people. And he was my shepherd. It's a very beautiful hesped. And including the hesped that says, Uri Cheref. My sword will wake up and seek out his blood. Hashem Yinkoim Domoy. And when you write about it in plural, Hashem Yinkoim Domom, their blood. And by the way, just important that even though when you write, I once made this mistake, when you write about a holy person who was killed in the war, hey, Yud, Dalid, you should still write the other letters, Zecher Levrocha, or Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, or Zecher Tzadik Lekodosh Levrocha, if you know he was killed. So sometimes when you see them, when they write these letters, they say that so-and-so, Hey Yud Dalid, but you should also, after Hey Yud Dalid, write Olof HaSholoim, or Zecher Levrocha, or if he was a tzaddik, Zecher Tzaddik Levrocha. So sometimes people make a mistake, and they, when refer to Kedoshim, they just write Hey Yud Dalid, and they forget to conclude with Olof HaSholoim, or the traditional other types of. Today we're much more in a world of Zichroinei Levrocha. Everyone has that, even though that's not as nearly as good as Olof HaSholoim, because that's Hashem's name. Of Avraham Avinu, as Chazal say, Avraham Avinu Olof HaSholoim. Today, if you write about a person, the Ayin Hey, you know what they think it stands for? Am Ha'aretz. That's the society that we live in. How could you dare? How dare you? You wrote an ad in the journal and you referred to my grandfather with Ayin Hey? How dare you? I'm never going to talk to you again. He's not just a Tom, Dick, and Harry, an Ayin Hey. He was a tzaddik. He was the Gadol Hadar. You should have wrote about him. Olof HaSholoim, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha L'Chai Ha'olam Haba. Then you have to add another letter. Zayin Yud Ayin. Zuchuso Yogein Aleinu. I'm never talking to you again because you wrote about my grandfather Ayin Hey. Excuse me, in the Talmud, when Chazal referred to Avraham Avinu, they write Avraham Avinu Olof HaSholoim. When they refer to Moshe Rabbeinu, they write Moshe Rabbeinu Olof HaSholoim. So why all the Grace of Ebbis, is that not good enough for them? Why do they have to write everyone Zecher Tzadik V'Kodosh Levrocha L'Chaye Ho'ilam Haba Zuchus Yogin Aleinu? In addition to the Hakdama, Rabban Shokol B'nei Yisrael V'Hagoyle Hagoyin Ho'adir Hamefursum Noide V'Chasidus T'mimus in Tzadik HaKodosh V'Yosh Hashem. Somehow it's called, you know what it's called? Inflation. Inflation, we live in a world of inflation. And I have to tell you, leave you with a joke. I told you the joke many times, but I can't call back telling it to you again. It was a magnificent wedding. A wedding like none other. Like today they have, by the chuppah, they have an orchestra, 25-piece orchestra by the chuppah. Of all these musicians, all dressed in special, beautiful uniforms. Exquisite. Like you've never seen before. Everyone is dressed like, wow. And the ambiance is just something, a sight to be seen. And there are about only 800 people present at this magnificent chuppah. And then they call up the Mesader Kedushin. Mechubid Harav Hagoyin Rabban Shokol B'nei Yisrael V'Hagoyle HaTzadik V'Hatomim V'Hakadosh Noida Shmoy Hoylech Lefonen V'Chol Tfutzois Yisrael V'Shemu L'Seferes Machaber Amachaber Seforim HaKadoshim Ben Benoy Shel G'doyle Yisrael Rebbe Shmerel Beryl Ben Klonimus Kalmon HaKohen with Seder Kedushin. And now in front of this orchestra and in front of these 800 people, slowly gets up humbly, his head bent down from the back. You know, Bedafka sat in the back, so he comes now, he walks down the aisle, everyone stands up, he comes up to the microphone, the video cameras. Everyone's taking pictures. Everyone, all the women, of course, with smartphones, you know, a million smartphones taking pictures. And he comes up to the microphone, and as he takes the microphone, he says to the announcer, Entschuldix, excuse me, I'm not a Kohen. So the guy takes the microphone, he says, and everything else you are? That's the only thing that you're not. So here, over here, it says over here, this is an incredible thing. This really is the fascinating thing over here. And to analyze this is really very critical of this Ma'am Chazal. According to the Avos Rabbeinu Nasan, this was the Hesped. This was the Hesped. It's amazing. He had enough time, Rabbi Yishmael, the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, had enough time to be maspid, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, in his last moments of life on this world. What did he do? What did he spend time on these last moments? Delivering a eulogy for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And what was his eulogy? This pasuk. The pasuk is that the day will come when justice will be served. Cheref, Uri, my sword, wake up. On who? And here comes the Hesped. Al Roi, my shepherd. The Al Gever Amisi. And on a man, a Gever. Gever means Gever al Chato'ov. Chazal, when Chazal used the word Gever, means Hanoisin Lasechvi. Gever al Chato'ov means a person who has, it's a powerful word, a person of prominence.
What we call a Gevir.
A Gevir? No, Gevir is not a good word. Gevir has a very big connotation to it. It means money. And money, unfortunately, can be a very very abusive tool in the hands of people that really don't know what they're doing with it. The Al-Gever Amisi, he said over here, it's an amazing thing, there's a lot of Musa you could ask him, is that what did he devote the end of his life to, those last few moments? He could have said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He could have given over a last will and testament to his children. There are a million things you could have done in those last few moments of life. And you know what he devoted those last few moments of life to? To be mispalel, that Hashem should bring justice to this world. And number two, to properly eulogize a holy person. With these two, and the eulogy itself is, you can darsh in the entire day. What is the significance of the eulogy? A shepherd, and being called a gever amisi. And then now my question is, when it says that he was not able to complete, what did he not, what was it, what was he unable to complete? It says in this Chazal, it says he was unable to complete lohistik ligmar hadavar at shendatlu hacheref v'chatku etzroishoy. What more does he need to complete? He was not able to say the words ne'um Hashem Tzivakos. The words Hashem Tzivakos. That, now what does that mean? And this is a drush. He was unable to say Ne'um Hashem Tzivakos before he himself was killed. He was unable to be choisim with the Shem Hashem. I don't know what's the significance of that. There must be something very significant.
The first brother is Asher Nosan L'Sefri Minah.
Right, means a gather. A rooster, is called a gather, but a human being is also called a gather. That's why we use the word lasachmi.
Later, the bracha says a mechin mitzadei gather.
All right, that's right. A mechin mitzadei gather. Right, gather. Okay, so over here we spent some time over here. I think it was kedai to emphasize the first two of the Asura Harugi Malchus. And this is an amazing chazal that we don't get to hear about because it's not in the kino and it's not in the piyut of Yom HaKippurim, where we learn about what exactly he said in those moments. He quoted a pasuk in Zechariah, in Perek, the last pasuk, towards the end, the Perek Yud Gimel. Who even knew there's something called Zechariah, and it's the Perek Yud Gimel in Zechariah, and it says this pasuk. And in this pasuk, it describes him for who he was. He was a shepherd, and he was a gever amisi, and he was mispalel that Hashem should seek out his blood. Hashem yinkom damai. Okay, there's a lot of mussar in that, especially
blood
when
blood is being avenged.
The blood of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Nasi. Mm-hmm. The Nasi was just murdered. The Nasi was just murdered, and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol only has a few moments left to live. And what does he do during those few moments? He's mispalel to Hashem that Hashem should avenge his blood. And what else does he mispalel? What else does he do? He eulogizes him. He says that
in those last few minutes,
those last moment, the last 10 seconds. And what else? He eulogizes him. He eulogizes him. The next generation should know and appreciate who he was. He was a shepherd, and he was a gever amisi. Okay, let us stop here. Yeah?
Rabbi Levine, I looked in the gastro. Sandalphon is the name of an angel. Sandalchon with a chaf rather than a fe means a gem.
But here is a pe. It's
I
not
know,
a,
but
right.
So what? It's wrong.
Okay, so you want to say there's a tos hadafus. There is a printer's error, and it should be san dal choynin.
Yep.
And that would mean gems. Because
yep.
San dal choynin is a very logical type of error, because the pay and the chof are very similar. So it's very logical that in an old edition, from the typesetter, probably from a manuscript or a handwritten edition, would confuse the pay and the chof, especially if the word san dal choynin is a much more common word. It's very likely. It's very, very likely. We have to send in a note to the editors of the Art Scroll edition, that maybe they should check into some old manuscripts to make
a
correction.
Well, they don't believe in gastro as I do, so.
So when Zechariah was giving this nevuah to the people of his age,
yes,
this was hundreds of years before.
This was Zechariah. So you're saying, so Mordechai is saying something very important. Mordechai is saying that this pasuk, how could this have been the hesped when Zechariah said this pasuk approximately 500 years before the event took place? The Asura Haruge Malchus took place approximately 500 years before the Nevuah took place 500 years before the event. That's very common. What's very common is that we use psukim from the past to reflect what actually was said. Wait.
People listening to this nevuah at the time it was given had probably no clue what's going on.
Okay, because nevuah is let's just step back. We learned so far many perushim as what the pasuk means al derech pshat. We learned the mitzudos, Rashi, the Radak, the Malbim. All of them are putting us in the time period of Zechariah. He's talking about Yemos HaMashiach. He's looking into the future. And the subject of the Pasuk is a Rasha, is the Malchus of Edom, or it's the heads of all of the nations of Gog u'Magog, or it's the religious leader of the Yishmaelim. That's the Pshat. But there are many dimensions to prophecy. And now 500 years later, when Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was being murdered, right before he was being murdered, and he was looking at Rabbi, holding in his hand the head of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he knew on the tip of his tongue the entire Tanakh. He took a pasuk that was said 500 years ago. It doesn't necessarily mean that the prophecy was said relating to this matter. Pashup Shad is he borrowed from a pasuk that was said 500 years ago, using it here to define what he sees in front of him, indeed changing the pshat and the pasuk. It's not a contradiction. It's something which is extracted, a pasuk, and he transformed it in a different way. You know, this is very comforting, especially when it comes to some of the songs that we sing today. For example, one of the classic songs, a very beautiful song, is Ish Esrei Ehu Yoimar Chazak. Okay, it's a very beautiful song. Ish Esrei Ehu. I'm not a singer. Chazak. Everyone know that song? Chazak. Yeah. Chazak. Vinis Chazek. Part of that song is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ish Esreihu Yoimar Chazak. One man will say to his fellow man, be strong. Now, if you go to Yeshaya and you open up Yeshaya and you read what it says, the commentators, you know what it says about that pasuk? The pasuk there is describing the making of idols. You go to a shop, go to Avenue J, and a big, beautiful store. We make here custom idols. Custom idols. You come in there and you say, what kind of idol? Are you a Buddhist? Are you a Christian? You're a Muslim? We'll make for you a beautiful idol. How much do you want to spend? What kind of material do you want? You want it to be gold, silver? And you give a nice, take out a second mortgage to make for your home a beautiful custom idol. And you come there every single day to watch the craftsman make the idol. And when you walk into the store, you say to him, Chazak. You say to the craftsman, when you make the idol, be careful, do it well, make sure that you fashion it with precision. It should be exquisite. The pasuk is describing the fashioning of idols. Everyone there on the page says that's what the pasuk means. How then can a singer in the 21st century take that pasuk and make a song, Chazak, 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 and everyone should be singing and dancing at a chasna to this pasuk, and Ish Esrei Ehu Yoimer Chazak. Are you out of your mind, you people? You mindless morons? You're singing a song describing the fashioning of idols? What are you, crazy? That's what's going on. Okay, that's the pasha and the pasuk. So how do you make sense out of this? Go ask the singers, the composers. Or maybe they will tell you, they will probably tell you that they're well aware of this, but it doesn't matter.
It was originally.
It doesn't matter because maybe they will find from one esoteric mefarash that learns the pasuk differently, or they'll say, look, I will show you from the Gedolei Yisrael who have taken this pasuk and borrowed it, and borrowed the words and used it in a positive sense. We did just that this moment. We did exactly that at this moment. We have a pasuk here. We spent 2 days describing what this pasuk means. And the common denominator is this pasuk is describing Malchus Edom, describing the leader, the spiritual leader of Islam, or describing the wicked nations of Goygu Magog who are trying their very best to destroy Am Yisrael. And upon them we say, my sword may it awaken and may it obliterate these wicked people who are called a shepherd and who are called Gever Amisi. And here, at the holiest moment of Jewish history, one of the holiest moments, when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, is dying al Kiddush Hashem, and Rabbi Yishmael picks up his head and he says upon him this pasuk, Uri, Cheref, Cheref, Uri al Roi v'al Gever Amisi. So he's taken this pasuk, which is an ugly, ugly pasuk, and he has transformed it into the most sacred, noble pasuk, the greatest hesped ever delivered. So just like Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol took this pasuk, which al pshat is something that is horrific and has transformed it into something that is takes your breath away. So it's not such a kasha if you sing and dance to a song, Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek, where we mention Ish Esrei Ehu Yoimar Chazak. The only argument you can make to disagree is Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol can do this, but a composer in the 21st century cannot. That's the only thing you can say to have a complaint, but it could very well be that the composers of the 21st century did not actually do this. It could be that there were people in the previous generations that already have taken this pasuk and already done it, and they've written and used it in some writing, in some inscription or some where they've already done it, so therefore the work already has been done. Just now a matter of dwelling upon it. So it's not such a terrible. There are much more important things in Klal Yisrael to worry about than about the pasuk Ish Esrei Ehu Yoimar Chazak. Okay, we're going to stop here, take a very short break, and then I want to learn about B'haloischas HaNeiros. I want to discuss Neiroi Shabbos, not so much halacha, but more minhag, the minhag of how many candles you light for Neir Shabbos. That's a very interesting material, some new stuff. And what happens if a woman, Chas V'Shalom, forgets to light Neir Shabbos? What are the rules, regulations, to be continued when we come back after the break?
Shkoyach, everybody, for showing up. We have a room now that you can show up safely, and the coffee is being served, and the kitchen is open, so you're welcome all to come down.
The young Israel's Midwood.
Is the front door open?
Yes, the front door is open.
Okay, the shul is open, the kitchen is open, we're in the back room, because the back room has internet. All set up here, and if you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask.
And it is separated seating.
There's enough room here for social distancing, and there's food, and there's entertainment, and the
free
pool,
camaraderie.
The pool is in the working. We're getting
camaraderie,
the pool,
right?
Camaraderie we have here, and downstairs they open yet? Not open yet.
They're gonna open soon.
Oh, they'll open soon. So soon there'll be lunch served for $1.25. So yeah, they'll open soon.
Yeah.
They're soon. How soon? When is that happening?
They're gonna have pickup, takeaway lunches.
They're not having actually anything going on downstairs yet. Probably in the fall, probably.
No.
All right, I think the public schools are opening full steam in the fall, they say. Hopefully, Yirtz Hashem shouldn't be any. Let's hope.
But it's younger.
All right, be back in a moment.